This is Kent Lindquist. We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And I hope you'll stick around. We've got some fine modern mainstream jazz to play for you for the duration of the second hour. And we're going to continue to highlight the works of that giant of the tenor sax, Sonny Rollins. And we're going to do something by his working group at the time, cut on the RCA label. And they included, of course, Sonny on tenor. Jim Hall, fabulous guitar player, Jim Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Reilly on drums, pianoless quartet, and they do a little romp through Vincent Heumann's classic composition, Without a Song.
Thank you.
Vincent Heumann's composition Without a Song, done by tenor sax man Sonny Rollins, our Spotlight Artist of the Week. And that was a nice little pianoless quartet, and you heard some fine guitar solo there by Jim Hall. Well, we're going to do something by the Chico Hamilton Quintet, a renowned West Coast drummer that led several fine groups down through the years. This is an album called Chico Hamilton Quintet with Strings Attached. A little unusual composition to the ensemble because we have both Wyatt Reuther on bass, Nat Gershwin on cello, along with Chico Hamilton, leader, on drums and percussion, and the other string is Dennis Budmer on guitar. So we've got three stringed instruments there in this little group, and we're going to hear them do Close Your Eyes. Thank you. It was a Chico Hamilton Quintet with strings attached. It was a full ensemble of strings there. And unfortunately, the liner notes didn't tell me who took that fine alto sax solo on Close Your Eyes. Returning now to Sonny Rollins, our tenor sax artist of the week. We're going to do a little thing that hasn't been done by many jazz artists down through the years because it goes back to the 30s, written by that great composer Harry Warren, probably for one of those old Warner Brothers musicals. And this is Sonny with the giants of the bass and drums, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Max Roach on drums doing Shadow Waltz. Thank you. Waltz Time by Sonny Rollins. That's Harry Warren's composition, Seattle Waltz, backed up by two of the most stellar musicians in rhythm section you could find, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Max Roach on drums. I'm going to dip into the Ellington songbook for a little Ellingtonia at this time. We haven't played any Duke for a little while, and this is one of my favorite compositions by Duke called All Too Soon, not played nearly enough. Includes Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, cut on a Prestige Swingville label back in 1960. Let's listen to All Too Soon. Mm-hmm. It was Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Clark Carey on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, doing a beautiful ballad that was written by Duke Ellington, not done nearly enough in my estimation, a beautiful thing called All Too Soon. Well, we're going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Sonny Rollins, our great tenor sax man. And this is another track from his live concert at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts, backed up by three-fourths of the Modern Jazz Quartet. That is John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. This is Rodgers and Hart's composition, You Are Too Beautiful. Thank you. Was Sonny Rollins on tenor sax doing Rodgers and Hart's composition, You Are Too Beautiful. And I'm going to turn now to something by one of my favorite pianists, one of most jazz group's favorite sideman. He was first called piano in lots and lots of records that were not released under his name, and that's Wynton Kelly. And this is his little trio with Wynton on Kelly on piano, of course, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is Bronislaw Capers' great composition on Green Dolphin Street, which was the soundtrack for the movie that had Van Heflin and Lana Turner in it. But it was picked up by jazz artists and been done by jazz musicians all down through the years. As to on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. Green Dolphin Street by Wynton Kelly, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. We're going to return now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Sonny Rollins. We're going to do another track from his little working group that he had for several years with Jim Hall on guitar and just bass, drums, and guitar, pianoless quartet. And here is Sonny doing Where Are You?
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins doing Where Are You? Great, great composition. And that was his pianist quartet and featured Jim Hall on guitar. We're going to turn now to alto sax man Jackie McLean, one of the Hard Boppers. And this is him doing Jerome Kern's composition, Why Was I Born? Backed up by Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. And this is from an old Prestige album called 4, 5, and 6, Jerome Kern's Why Was I Born?
Thank you.
Alto Sax Sounds, so Jackie McLean doing Jerome Kern's composition, Why Was I Born, backed up by Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we hope you've enjoyed the sounds. You will come back, join us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 on here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And we hope to meet again with you soon. We're going to close out the show with doing one more track by our featured artist, Sonny Rollins. And this is If You Were the Only Girl in the World.